The List Manager for NAB, supporting footballers from NAB AFL Auskick to the big time.
Terry, let's analyse the Brisbane Lions, please.
Well, when you have a look at Brisbane, 17th this year, 3 wins, 61%. If you go back a year, it was 17th last year as well with 4 wins and 67%. So really, I mean, over a period of time, it's really has struggled over the last couple of years.
Where are they at?
Well, 7 wins in 2 years left little doubt that there was always going to be some changes at the top of the football department for the Lions. In comes two well-credentialed leaders in senior coach Chris Fagan and head of footy ops David Noble. These two appointments, to me, have the stamp of approval from the AFL.
Yep.
And were specifically headhunted in getting them into the role. The first role these two men have is to determine whether senior players, Captain Tom Rockliffe and key runner Piers Hanley, are staying or out the door despite both being contracted. It'll be interesting early statement of the direction of the club and the players respectively. The Lions are an extremely young team, so do they go with a long-term build or do they try to still keep a few senior players around to sort of see how that actually plays itself out?
Okay, the structure of what they've got, how's that look?
Okay, clearly the health of Dane Beams and what does happen with this Rockliffe and Hanley situation has a huge impact on the Lions' midfield structure moving forward. Either they support the kids, as I just mentioned, or they back the kids with extra young top-end midfield talent. I've got the belief that they will go for the high top-end talent.
Yep.
And let the senior players go and try to build a core of players, not dissimilar to what we've been talking about, Carlton Footy Club, core of players coming through together. Now, they've brought in youngsters in Matheson and Keys over the last sort of 12 to 18 months, and the reality is they got smashed around the contest. They played okay, but in general, the team got smashed around the contest because there was no Beams there for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And those young boys just coming in, it's going to take time for them to be able to actually do the job. What probably disappointed me was they simply haven't got enough of a return out of guys like Christensen and Bell who come into that lineup, and I just don't think they've been able to do enough. While Bastinac come in this time around, he's been okay without really taking his footy to another level. The spine, well, it's a group of kids that are running around trying to fill the key position roles in the side. With Merritt gone, we know that Frost will sort of come in, so that'll be interesting to sort of see how that that plays itself out. And then from that point of view, to me, what they've got to actually work on is settling down that spine that they've got there. Because when I have a look at it, Close, Freeman, Hipwood, Shackey, McStay, Paparone have all been tried forward, but a few of them have been tried at both ends of the ground. So I just think that they've got to give those guys real direction of where they are, what they are believed to be in the structure. And to me, it's clearly Hipwood and Shackey forward, and it could be with a third forward with them. But they need to know that's your role, that's where you're playing, that's the simpler end. The other end's the more difficult end.
Right.
Who supports? Frost will come in. He'll play because they're bringing him from another club. But who supports him? And what are they doing with it? Harris Andrews will be one of them. I didn't put him in because he hasn't been swapping from end to end. But they need to work out, you know, is Freeman a forward and is he the third tall at that end? Or is that Close, you know, and one of those two boys are playing in the next level down? Is it McStay, you know, going into a key defensive defensive position along with Paparone? Just got to sort that out a little bit. And I'm sure they will, but it's something that I think has been, over the last few years, a bit of a revolving door in the roles that those players have played. And when you're young, you need some form of continuity in your role, and I'm not sure that that's happened where they've been. So that needs settling down for the future. The edges, well, they should be able to compete around the edges. I have a look at the run, and you've got Zorko and Rich and Taylor and guys like that around the edges. But it's the midfield that's going to be the question, and the young key position. It's going to take time. Stephen Martin, can he get back to his best form in the ruck? From the time that he got that knock, he really did struggle.
Didn't come back well, did he?
No, he didn't. And at the same time, they brought in the two rucks again to support him because of the fact that he had the heavy knock. But he's really
Better off being the one out.
He's really struggled every time he's had the secondary ruckman in there. So does he come back to best form? Who's the next ruckman in the chain for the Brisbane Lions? That's got to play out as well.
Okay, there's obviously a lot of needs. What specifically, and if you can prioritise them?
Well, I think their spine's fine. I think that that's coming along nicely and no problem there. To me, it's strong-bodied mids, and they know that. I mean, I'm not sort of speaking anything that they don't know themselves. The first part was to get the spine there. They brought in Matheson and Keys, as I said. If they now, in a midfield draft, if they do bite off what I think that they probably will, and it depends more on the Rockliffe one. I think they'll know what they'll get for Hanley, but the Rockliffe one is going to the marketplace. Mm. What are people prepared to pay for a purchase price? You know, so how much of his wage will they bite off? What are they prepared to pay for him to come to the footy club? You know, where does it sit from high end first round to the back of the second round, sort of? And that'll be the thing. Do they bite it off regardless?
Yeah.
Or can they get enough purchase for him?
And just on that, while I jump in on this analysis you're doing, Terry, he has explored the marketplace himself and he knows it's not every club knocking his door down.
So strong-bodied mids is the absolute priority, and I would be going with three selections if they can possibly get them high-ended and really go and shovel that into the middle of the ground to really sort of be able to consolidate. Then you can sit there and go, okay, from under 21 or 22 years of age, we've got seven or eight key position players, and all of a sudden now we've got five, six, you know, players of all the right age coming through the middle of the ground that are all high-end draft picks. So I think that actually sets them up for the future in pretty reasonable shape. But the present is going to be very, very hard work.
Okay, the losses and gains, we've touched on it throughout the course of this conversation already, but outline them, please.
Well, we have to wait and sort of see whether the two senior players are losses or not. The gains will be Frost, but the gains will come through the national draft, and that's the way that it should be. They should be going for high-end talent. We know that they've already sort of said that they're going to try to do a couple of things to be able to get greater access to academy players on an ongoing basis. David Noble spoke to us about that. That'll play out. That's not short term. That's sort of mid and long term stuff and strategies that the club will try to put in place. But I think if they can get high end talent, at the moment that Chris Fagan and David Noble walk in the door with Peter Schwab and his team sort of calculating all that out, the recruiting structure calculating all that out, I think for the long-term future, they're in pretty reasonable shape.
Okay, they've already got picks 2, 19, which is the priority pick from the AFL, and 21 before they start. And as you say, the Pierce Hanley and Tom Rockliffe situations will add numbers around probably that 19-21 region, I would think, give or take a few positionings. Okay, Terry, they had a bad year this year. Second last on the ladder. Do they make, hold or lose ground?
And no offence to anyone here, because it happens no matter what the coach is, but change normally makes a club a happier place. And it does. I put myself in that.
Yeah.
I put Mick Mouldhouse in that. Yeah. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, and Justin's obviously the one this time around, but just when it changes up and it's got a fresh coat of paint, it just normally is a happier place. So from that point of view, they can't go a long way backwards, but they're going to have a lot of kids running around playing in the early time. So they're a long way behind. I think, possibility that they may win a couple more games because the place is just sailing along a little happier. But it's going to be a long journey. They know it's going to be a long journey, but I think the journey has started.
Yep.
And I think this the trade period, but also trade and national draft period, can really set them on the right scene.